This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
I'm BJ.
And this week, we are talking about our Dragon Quest bucket list. Now, This is a patron-requested episode for the podcast that we've been waiting to do, but this seemed like a good time to do it because we also have a new Patreon patron to give a real nice thank you today.
Dragon Rumpu! You're going to be my new best friend! Take that, Austin! Thank you!
I'm sad now. But yes, thank you, Dragon Rumpu, for being our new patron. But I'm sad that you get to be BJ's new best friend. And I get to be a third wheel. I'm like
kicked to the curb. Yeah.
You're gone. I'm going to be out in the window pressed against the glass, just like looking in at you guys playing video
like
games
urchin
together on the couch.
And it is. You're like, can I have another, sir?
Please, and sir. Like, no! Can I have some more?
And we're going to look around at the window and go, no, get out of here, urchin. And That's how it's going to be.
Yes.
Sorry.
That is exactly.
But thank you, Dragon Rumpu.
That is exactly how it's going to go down. For sure. So, for Dragon Quest bucket lists, I guess naturally games is probably the first one we should discuss. So, what are some Dragon Quest games that are some things you want to do, I guess, in Dragon Quest games before you kick the bucket?
I would actually like to go all the way through the 11S on 2D mode. I guess 11 on 2D mode, I should say. It's not so much that it has to be 11S. I either want to do that or go through 2D on the 3DS version. Mm-hmm. That's been on my list for a while now of just things to do when I get to it. And I haven't gone back and actually completed that. So, because I always think that the 2D version of 11 is absolutely beautiful, and so I want to actually see a lot more of it. It'll probably be the 11S version on the Switch, because, you know, I don't read Japanese, and that's the only way you can play the 3DS version, but I would love to be able to on 3DS. I wish there were actually a translation patch to be able to apply to the cart.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, there's not one. That's one that I think that I've never seen or heard of, that if there is an 11 one, it has completely bypassed me with all the other translations for non-Western releases that there have been.
I am trying to think. Yeah. I don't know of one either, which, again, I am not a... I don't know anything about, like, localization, translation, really. I mean, I know a little bit, but, you know, I mean, I'm talking about, like, how to do it myself. But in my mind, That would be a fairly easy one, because you could use a lot of the transcript from the English version that already exists, and for the 3DS one, that's what I'm talking about here. And then you would just have to worry about the additional content, like Yoichi Village stuff.
Yeah. Which is one of the things I really would love to see. Like, I really hate that part was left out of the, that so much of that was left out of America.
Yeah.
English, I guess. The Western version. I shouldn't say America. It was all of them that that were released that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Any more?
I'd like to beat all of them. But I would like to, at some point, get all of the accolades in one of them. I've never actually gone through and, like, completed all of any of that. Like, basically platinumed them. I'm not a platinum person. I usually don't go for full completionist. And so going through on a couple of them, like nine, would be great. I'd like to actually go through and play some of the nine DLCs that were just recently saved and put together and when the 3DS kind of lost everything. So I would like to actually go through more of those. I've been considering that recently.
Yeah, I mean, the accolades for nine, though, like that's like one of the accolades is putting in 1,000 hours to that game.
That one should be easier, though, by just leaving the 3DS on.
I mean,
I know that's cheating it, yeah. But...
Yeah, that, like... Yeah, I mean, you could definitely, like, cheese your way through it by just, like, setting it out and keeping it plugged in. But that would still take... Yep. Think about it. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, so that would take...
Oh, it would take forever. It would take 1,000 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it would take, what, a month and a half?
I honestly have no idea. I've actually not done the math, and I'm bad at it. But
well,
yeah,
I mean, 10 days would be 240 hours would be 10 days.
Yeah, a good month and a half.
So, yeah. So a solid month and a half.
Yeah, of just keeping the 3DS on that and nothing else.
Yeah,
which is silly. But yeah, I mean, that's a really absurd one that they put in that I still think about as being like, what?
Yeah, and
what
I know.
What were they thinking?
And I know of people who have gotten it. So, which is impressive. I don't think I could ever get that one.
Who've legit gotten it. Yeah. Not even, like, just leaving their 3DS on, who have played the game that much.
Yeah.
And, at least as far as I know.
Yeah, who have just played it. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was new when all the DLC and everybody was playing it and you could do... You
right.
Know, so, yeah, but... Still, yeah, I mean, that's an impressive feat. Like, I don't know if I have put in 1,000 hours to any game, even counting the ones that I've, like, replayed so many times. Like you know, I replay FF9 probably just about every year and a half since, like, 2000.
But you get faster at it.
But you get faster at it, and it's a short game. I can pretty solidly... Like, just base PS1 version of it, I could usually get through it 30, 35 hours. And then, you know, now that it's on, now that I'm playing on PS4, PS5 or whatever, sometimes I've even played it with, like, speed up and stuff on because it's just, it's so familiar to me at this point and I'm just doing it for funsies. And so it's like, you know, at that point it takes, like, I don't know, 8 hours, 10 hours. I mean, it doesn't take long. I know everything about it. I do it for comfort. And so it's like, but still, even if I was playing the base PS1 and 30 hours... I'm going to do some more math here. I'm playing it just about every year since it came out in 2000. I mean, still, that's barely 500 hours. Right at a little over 500 hours. So, I mean, it's like, I don't think I would... I mean, that's still not 1,000 hours. That's like halfway there. And that's probably I've sank the most time into.
If nothing else, I've sunk 1,000 hours into Ultima Online and World of Warcraft. That I played those so much, there's no way I have not sunk 1,000 hours into them. But those are MMOs, which I guess is the same, you know, same idea as the DLC on Dragon Quest IX when you were actually getting that, going through all of the treasure maps and dungeons and everything. But MMOs, I've easily got 1,000 hours in both of those. I doubt any others. But I for sure 100% have that because I think I only have like 300 hours in Animal Crossing whenever I checked last on Switch.
That's still a lot.
It's still a lot. Like it was during COVID. I mean, it was during COVID lockdown. So it was a dark time. And that's when we associated, you know, you were able to go visit other people. So even then, that's a lot, but it's not 1,000. Like, that's three times what I put on Animal Crossing, and that was a lot of time.
Yeah. Kind of in a similar vein here, that's what I have on mine for one of my games, is I would like to go back and actually beat every version of DQ10 that I still have left, which is right now, where they currently are, I think it's like about 4.5. games worth
that you still have left.
Yeah. So it's quite a bit of DQ10 content. And it's one of those things that I like just for the last couple of years, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go back and play it eventually. And then, you know, just get caught up playing other things. And it's kind of like at this point, I want to say I'll probably play it once it's done. Like, you know how kind of like FF, you know how FF11 is like done? Like they still do some new things here and there, but it's not like there's a brand new expansion coming out or anything. Like you can play through it. Like I'll probably
It's still online, but
yeah, like it's still online and they still do like in-game events and have some different things, you know, in it, but it's not like there's a massive thing like, you know, version 7.0 just came out and stuff like that, where I'll probably do it then, I think, because I own the first 5 versions of the game, so I'd have to, you know, purchase the 6 and 7, which by then, I mean, maybe the first 5 will be free the way they keep adding more into the free trial and stuff. So I would like to go back and beat all of those. I think that's probably the top of my, from the game side bucket list, I think that's really the one thing I would like to do. Then really the only other one for me for gaming that I could think of, and this is kind of more of a selfish one, is just make sure that I keep playing and beating all of the games as they come out, because
DQ games, I'm assuming, not every single game.
Dragon Quest games, yeah, because I've played the English ones at least. Like, there's some that are over in Japan that I know I'll probably never get to play. It'd just be too tricky to try to do. But, you know, as Dragon Quest games continue coming out, I want to make sure I always take my time with them and actually beat them and, you know, experience all or as much as I can of what they have to offer and everything like that. So, that's on my bucket list, I guess. That's kind of like having not dying on your bucket list, I guess. But like, it's kind of a cheat to just be like, keep doing what I'm doing. But
yeah, I mean, which is also on my bucket list. So I mean, just keep doing what I'm doing and not die. I'm pretty content with that.
Yeah, stay alive.
Yep.
Number one on my bucket list. But yeah, I think those are probably my two. Any other gaming ones for you?
Really just try some of the real, more of than anything is at least, you know, I know me enough that I won't beat all of them, like side games and things like that, but at least make sure that I play a decent amount of them to have a working knowledge of some of the side remakes that they've done. Like, I'm still having an issue getting, Rocket Slime 3 to run well. And so I'd like to play it. I want to play, more of the DQ Monsters, remakes on the 3DS, things like that. I would like to just make sure that I have that I play them and understand them and appreciate them, even if I don't get all the way to the end.
Yeah, I gotcha. Makes sense.
But yeah, I think that's for games. That's about it.
Yeah. For other media, like manga, anime, anything like that, do you have any DQ things on your bucket list there?
I've been meaning to read all of the DQ Monsters Plus mangas recently.
Oh, I thought you read...
I've only read the first... No, the first volume's all I've read of it. What? Maybe the second. I would have to go down and look for sure. But yeah, I never finished it. I never got the rest of them and read it, and I want to read all of those.
That is shocking to me. I would also... I really thought... Are you sure you're not just misremembering kind of like the whole red isn't in your party and DQ8 thing?
No, like, no. I looked at my shelf the other day with my manga books, and I don't have more than 2 of them.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, right?
I'm really shocked by that. I really thought, like, maybe I'm just imagining conversations we've had. Or maybe it was just me telling you about them, but
I think it was you telling me about them because I didn't get far enough in to see some of the stuff. And, because I lost track of them being released in English. And so when I realized that there were more coming out, I never went back and bought them in bulk, basically bought like the 3 or 4 that I needed. But I really like them and want to. Same goes for some of the others. Like, it's not even DQ related, but it's like the Final Fantasy 14 one where somebody gets sucked into 14.
Yeah.
It's not Stranger in Paradise. That's a completely different
one. It is Stranger, though. It's like Stranger. Stranger Danger. It's Stranger. Yeah,
Final Fantasy 14 Stranger Danger is the one I also want to go back to. Man, I'm losing my voice. But yeah, that is definitely one that I would like to read all of the Monsters books. As much as I complain about Die, I would like to read the entire manga of it.
Yeah.
I've read a lot of it and really, really enjoyed it. And I think I would like to finish that at some point. And I haven't gone back and finished the fan translation because the official translations exist now. And I don't want to read them on my iPad if I can read them in paperback now, in the physical copy, because I actually do really enjoy reading manga like that more than I do on computer, you know. I'll read almost anything digitally. Like, I love reading. Okay, so I like reading ebooks because I can read them in the dark while my wife is asleep. I still like physical media better, but with comic books, I really do prefer the physical ones. Manga, comics, anything like that. Hard copy is by far what I prefer. And so that's kind of what I want to do with Die eventually. Basically the DQ mangas I would like to get all the way through.
Yeah.
Instead of just kind of getting partially through and then losing track. Because it's not been lack of interest. It's actually been, okay, I'm going to go do something else, or okay, this is all that's available right now, and then just not returning to it.
Yeah, I gotcha. That makes sense. Cool.
And I'm assuming part of yours, and I don't know, I may be wrong, but I'm assuming that in terms of like other media, yours is getting all of the art books and things like that together. And having the full collection?
No, I think that'd be too unreasonable. I'm pretty content right now with the art books and stuff I have for them, and like strategy guides and things.
Yeah.
I think I would like to get some of the, like, I have the full run of the DQ7 manga. And I mean, it's in Japanese, but you can see all the pictures and stuff, and you get the general story even without reading or trying to use translation tools or whatever. Like, it's still enjoyable to just like flip through and look at all of them. And, you know, I would like to get some for like I know there's some for 4, and I know 6 has it. There's supposed to be the DQ Treasures manga that came out. Like, there's some things like that that I would be interested in checking out, especially for the older ones for the mainline games. Like, I would say that's probably low on my DQ bucket list.
Yeah.
Overall. But you know, I am very glad that I have the complete set of 7 and have enjoyed going back and looking through those from time to time and stuff like that. But yeah, in terms of other media, I really don't have anything personally on mine.
Yeah. That's a little strange. I figured that as much as you like art books and the manga and stuff like that, that it would have actually been a higher priority for you to eventually do.
Yeah, I think it's more of just that, like trying to find a way to say this without sounding like pretentious, but it's like I've played so many of the games and I have so much of the stuff that it's like,
right,
it's hard to be just like more stuff. And that's the like on the list. Stay alive, more stuff.
That's true.
Stay alive, get more stuff.
I mean,
I mean,
we're American, so isn't that's it, right? That's the point of everything. That's the life, everything. And I can't remember the Douglas Adams things, but
yeah, but I do have a couple of them that like are tied to Dragon Quest, but aren't like really are tied to Dragon Quest, but don't have to do with the games. Like a big one for me is I really want to go to Dragon Quest Island, the theme park that's on.
Yes,
Owagi
for
Island.
Sure. That was on mine too.
Like, I really want to go there. While I'm over there, I would like to go to the DQ monument that they have at Yuji Horii's birthplace. That's in like Sumoto, I think, in Japan.
Yep.
And so it's you know, it's right over there. So I think, you know, it'd be pretty easy to do both of them in a day. And I would really like to go see DQ Island. Like, I think that's probably the top of my list. Is that like,
yeah,
at some point before I die, I really want to go over to Japan and I really want to go there. And I guess it was kind of fresh on my mind because, you know, family and I were at Disney last week and everything and theme parking already. So probably number one on my list by a long shot. And then I would very much like to go over to the other DQ monument that's there too, that has the sword and shield and slime and all of that for Yuji Horii's birthplace. I think would be
I'd love
right
it
up there for me.
And I think, you know, if the patrons would like to support us in doing that, we can run a special event where you send us, and we'll do a travelogue of going to Dragon Quest Island. It'll be super fun. I do. That's on mine, too, though, for real, that I'd like to go see that, see the shield and everything, and the travel over there. I honestly just want to go to Japan in general, but I want to go see all of the DQ merchandise that's just everywhere, and like stuff that people just post pictures or send pictures and be like, hey, look at this thing I found. And it's just slimes in places. Mm-hmm. And I want to see that. Like, I just want to go over there and be buying a burrito or something, because you get burritos in Japan, and they're known for their burritos, and then just see a slime on the package, like something ridiculous like that. Yeah. And I think it would be so cool.
Yeah.
And
so, yeah, I mean, I would love to do that. I think that's very, very much at the top of my list. I say that, but then also I think probably a close one also up there, no matter how unrealistic this might be, is I would also love to just get to sit down and have like a one-on-one, like conversation, interview, whatever, with Yuji Horii at some point.
Yeah, I mean,
in my life. Like, I have been, you know, it's like I've gotten to interview and talk to a lot of Dragon Quest creators and people who've worked on the games and things like that over the past few years, and even gotten to like do just a brief back and forth, you know, like press thing. But like, I'm talking about like actually just sitting like a Barbara Walters 2020, like I'm sitting
that's
in a chair.
That's what I was thinking. I was about to say like an Oprah interview, like a special, like in a room with two chairs.
Yeah. And they play like serious music, and the lighting makes my face look a little shiny and stuff, looks a little angelic and everything. Yeah. Like in my mind, it's the classic kind of like mid-90s, like Barbara Walters 2020 kind of interview, where with the close-ups and everything. But yeah. Really, I mean, but in all seriousness, yeah, like even if it's not for anything, like even if it's not for doing an article on or a book or like a podcast or whatever, YouTube video, anything like that, even if it's like, I would just like to sit down, you know, in a kind of informal setting and just get to chat for a little while.
And see, yours is way more ambitious than mine, because I was like, I'd like to meet him. Like, I was like, I'd like to meet him, shake his hand, and just like have a quick conversation of, you know, this is cool, I get to meet this guy, you know, get him to sign something, take a picture with me, that kind of thing. And you're like, I want to be Barbara Walters.
Well,
so mine is,
he's been at several of the like DQ events that,
right,
like,
yeah.
Like the one, like I missed out on going to the one a few months ago because of Grace and everything, like I had to stay at home.
Right.
But you know, there's other Dragon Quest games that are going to be out, and he's at those and stuff like that. So it's like realistically, the odds are good that I'm gonna be, you know, bumping shoulders a few different times. But so that's why I was like, I want a Barbara Walters Yuji Horii.
That's the dirtiest thing I've ever heard. I don't think it means anything.
It doesn't.
But
it's
I'm
so
pretty
innocent.
Sure. I'm. I feel dirty for hearing it, though. It's I'm sorry, Yuji Horii.
It sounds bad. It sounds bad, but
it does.
But
really,
it's,
I understand completely. Like, I was thinking about one of these those kind of interviews as soon as you said it. Not like sitting on Zoom or something, but with a full production crew, getting your 2020 on. But yeah, and also another thing that I would like to do, and I know it's really ridiculous, I would like to have a bigger slime collection, because I always see Samantha's on Twitter and things like that, and like she'll be Coffee Tan, I'll see like her just surrounded by slime plushies and like collapsed in them or something like that, and I'm like, man, that's the life. That's really cool. Like, I would love to have, I need to start getting more of the slime plushies, because I do love them.
Yeah. Well, now I know what to get you for your birthday and Christmas.
Like, I do. I do love them. I realized that when I moved offices, I didn't bring them in to my current office, that they're still in my old one. And I was looking for star screwdrivers to add RAM to my computer the other day, and I saw all of them sitting there. I'm like, why the heck haven't I put these in my office yet? Like, what's wrong with me? So I'm going to put up some shelves and put them up in here probably this weekend. But it was that. I was like, man, I love those. So that's something I'm definitely going to be doing.
Yeah, that one seems...
I'm going to be collecting more of that, where I don't want to say it's like a bucket list thing, but it's like, I guess the bucket list is to have enough that I can dive in like Scrooge in his his money bin.
Yeah. That's...
Or like Samantha in her couch. I mean, I guess there's one or the other.
So I'm gonna Barbara Walters Yuji Horii, and you're going to Scrooge McDuck a pile of slimes.
It's true. That's exactly how it is. And I don't know which is dirtier.
I don't know. I think...
Because Scrooge McDuck doesn't wear pants.
I mean... That is true, I guess.
I expected you to say, well, neither does Barbara Walters.
I mean, I don't know Barbara Walters. I think she passed away, right?
I think she did pass away, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what she did in her free time. No judgment.
Maybe she was a pantsless enthusiast like us.
Maybe she Scrooge McDucked it around her house.
Maybe she did. She was Barbara Walters. She might have a money bin. Maybe she took a swim in a money bin of slimes.
Yeah.
So, well, this has gone off the rails.
So I think we've reached the limit of our bucket list here. I don't think I personally have any other things on my Dragon Quest bucket list. Like, most of mine are related to like outside of the games, like meeting people and going places and
right.
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to... that's really the way it is with me. I would like to meet the people responsible. I mean, and of course the bucket list, like I want to write something for Dragon Quest, but that will never happen. That's not even a bucket list thing. That's a, man, wouldn't it be cool if I had been Japanese in the '80s
when you were like 6 years old.
Yeah. 6 years old playing Dragon Warrior on my NES. I'm going to write this.
Yeah,
because that's what I sounded like when I was six.
Or you know, just like Yuji Horii and Nakamura show up at your door and are like, BJ-san, come with us. We must take you to Japan to write for us. And you're like, okie dokie.
This is a manga now. I'm a manga like that. That's going to be what I write now. I'm not going to get to write Dragon Quest. I'm going to write fan fiction about writing Dragon Quest.
Yeah,
and it's going to be the saddest thing you've ever read, Austin.
That's okay.
It's going to be like, oh.
Put it up on our Patreon. That can be another incentive. That's a freebie for our patrons. You get to read BJ's weird fan fiction
about
him being 6 years old and getting recruited to work on Dragon Quest II.
That would be cool. I'd be like, hey, take this stupid helmet off his head.
I was thinking that you would change Minhal's helmet, which makes me sad because I really do love that design.
I will say that I don't mind the design as long as it's not the original sprite. Like, I've realized that I don't mind it in, like, the actual art nearly as much. That it's like when I see the character in the game is what bugs me. I just don't like the way it's displayed.
Weird. Well, there you go. I guess I'm going to put on my bucket list to get BJ to accept Midenhall's design. I'm going
to
add that to my
bucket
list.
Man, I hate they have to die disappointed, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a bucket list, right? I mean,
it's true.
Like, how many people actually do it? But anyway, thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Thank you to Dragon and all of our patrons. We really appreciate all of you guys. Remember, if you would like to also join our Patreon community or request episodes for us to record, you can do that over at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. If you want to talk to us, we're over on Twitter and Blue Sky at DragonQuestFM. And you can find me on both of those places as well, personally at DragonQuaston.
And you can find me on Twitter at Professor Beej. And I changed my Threads and Instagram handle to bjk.games. So I will talk to you there.
That seems much more appropriate than Professor Beej nowadays.
It does. Like, it's been as long now as out of being professor than it has being the teacher. So I need to figure out a way to do it. So
yeah.
I'm slowly working toward it.
And you play games and talk about games. So that makes sense. How appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, cool.
And write things. So yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.